Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. Thanks for giving me the day off yesterday. We moved Phoebe. Phoebe's already at KU. But her house, she's sharing a house with three other girls, and her house was not ready until yesterday. So Saturday, Wheels came over to the house. Thank you again.
All good.
Helped us to load up the U-Haul. Saturday, we drove to KU, me driving the U-Haul. That blew. And then yesterday, along with three other girls and their families and their U-Hauls, moved everything into an old house at KU and then drove back.
There you
so
go.
Like I told you guys, fast trip, long days.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you're spending, I'd say, 3+ hours in the car, it's a long day.
Yes, I would agree.
Anything less than that, maybe it's not as bad, but like 3+, it's a long day.
Wearing my new Billiken swag.
Nice.
Coach Hendrickson is here. He'll be on in the next segment. They have a golf tournament coming up. My team, Bud Light, is connected to the Billikens because we play on their field. Mm-hmm. And we do each other favors. And the coach was kind enough to bring us. This is the hottest article of clothing I've ever worn.
It's so nice. Mine is, too. I can't wear it right now because it made me sweat, but it's so comfy.
Yeah, I'm going to have to change mine at the bottom of the hour.
Nothing wrong with a nice pullover, though.
Yeah.
Just hang out. It's almost that time of year, too. It ain't quite there, but it's almost.
I just went through what many people my age have gone through, which is, so Phoebe has lived with us, and then she lived in a dorm, normal. Then she lived in a mansion, sorority house, the very first year this thing was ever built. And now she's living in the quintessential 100-year-old charming asshole house. And so that was just, you're just coming to terms. Like, it's nice on the inside. They just redid it. Cool. It's a rite of passage. Nick lived in one at Mizzou, said it was the best time of his life. But you're just like, okay, I guess this is okay, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Not a blade of grass within a mile of that house.
Oh, really?
No.
Just dirt
and beer cans.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, it is near a college campus, so.
Oh. I experienced something yesterday I've never experienced. I slept in the car.
Ah, wow.
I don't even sleep in a bed. And so it was, my legs. Okay, let me just bitch. My leg's still hurting and I'm 60 and we're moving all this stuff. So long weekend. But I have riding anxiety. I don't have driving anxiety. I'm cool. But I don't like riding with someone else when they drive. So I was driving the whole way and I got us through Kansas City, Maureen and I. And then I'm like, you know what? I do not feel well. Why don't you take over? And I just got in the back and laid down. And next thing I know, we're in Columbia.
Nice.
That's awesome.
It was magic.
Dude, there is nothing better than a car nap.
It was great. Now I know how
the trip's
Phoebe
over.
Feels.
The trip's over when you do
Phoebe
that.
Phoebe sleeps 90% of the way to Colorado.
Yeah.
And she's always like, it was pretty good driving. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
You were asleep.
It's like going into like in a sci-fi movie when you go into the
foundation.
Like, what are those things called? Cryo chamber.
Yeah.
And you just sleep for the whole distance and you wake up and you're like, oh, we're there. That's what it's like.
Yeah. So I had that happen.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Congratulations.
Thanks. What'd I miss here?
Nothing really.
Not too much?
No.
Business as usual.
They have a $100 chicken nugget with...
Yeah, box of chicken nuggets.
With caviar at the U.S. Open.
And you missed that.
It blew Wheeler's mind.
He was real mad about it.
I am. Still mad about it.
What are you mad about?
When you order that, you're kind of a jackass.
Yeah.
So that's what makes me mad. Like, why would you get the jackass nuggets?
It's kind of for jackasses, though, right?
That's what I said.
That's exactly right.
It's jackass food. It's food just, made to be bought by TikTok influencers, so they have sure. something to post on TikTok.
So this is like the jackass test. If you would do this, you're a jackass.
Where is your limit money? Is your limit ingredients?
It's just more the point, right? If you spent a whole bunch of money on a really nice steak dinner or Italian dinner or seafood dinner, I don't care. It's like, it's a chicken nugget. If you can blow $100 on four chicken nuggets because somebody's going to slop a little caviar on the top, and who knows how much it is? Is it a full serving? Is it just a little teaspoon? I don't know. I just know that doing that is just bleh.
Gotcha.
Like, you're clearly just flipping the bird to everybody else around you. Like, look at me.
Have you ever done anything close to that? Have you ever just splurged on something that other people would probably think was dumb?
I bought popcorn at a movie. That's you paid $20 for something that cost 8 cents.
How about you guys? I'm trying to think.
Oh, sure.
I mean, eating at a ballpark is similar. It's not the same thing, but that's probably as far as I go.
Yeah, nothing that I do, like, consistently, but I've definitely made impulse, stupid financial decisions.
I spent, I went to the Olden Days Festival in Dow on Sunday and spent like $40 on corn dogs and funnel cakes and lemon Jacobs.
That's not bad, though.
I'm not afraid to spend stupidly.
That was quite a sentence.
Well, I wanted the corn dogs, and they were a little pricier than expected, but I had already come all that way. So
should have given them a counteroffer.
And I also felt the same way about the funnel cake. Funnel cake was a little steep for my thoughts, but I was like, you know what?
You can't pass up a funnel cake.
I'm not passing up a funnel cake. It's just not happening.
It's so rare in life.
And then lemon shake-ups is another thing that if you offer me a lemon shake-up, you've already got me. The problem is it could be any price, and I'm paying it.
What's a lemon shake-up?
I didn't want to be the one to ask.
It's like lemonade, essentially.
Oh, okay. So it's just like ice and water and lemons, and you shake it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lemon shake-up and a funnel cake are the ingredients for a tummy ache.
Not if that's the bottom of your food pyramid like it is for me.
What do you think? You agree?
My body has evolved. My tummy.
But I never want more than a couple of bites of funnel cake.
Oh, yeah. No.
I've never finished a whole funnel
that's
cake.
That's why people like me exist, so we can finish those things. You can't just leave part of that.
Same. I should have sat in the little table with a sign that said, bring me the funnel cake that you don't want.
Maybe you made your money back.
Yeah.
Give the man a dollar and eat your funnel cake. So that's it.
Yeah.
Chicken fingers on a slow Monday. No. I don't know what to tell Monday. You.
Yeah. No, we did other stuff.
We have another sandwich gate. We'll post the video here soon. Yeah. So you were at lunch with us.
Yeah.
Rach was kind enough to go to Schnucks this morning and buy a turkey sandwich.
Yep.
She cut the turkey sandwich.
Yep.
We ate the turkey sandwich.
Yep.
And we left.
Yep.
And then Michael Calhoun took a video tracing bits between the size of a dime and the size of a dollar.
Yeah, yeah.
Of turkey sandwich.
Yep.
From our office.
From the table where you guys were sitting.
To the table where we were sitting.
Yeah.
Specifically Rachel's chair.
Yeah.
And so Rach and I were going back and forth like, you did it. And she's like, who's more likely to drop food? I'm like, me, but I wasn't sitting in your chair, sister.
Uh-huh.
So it started at your chair. Then she checked it out more carefully. We think we're being set up.
You think you're being set up?
I know for a fact I'm being framed. I know for a fact.
Did you guys check the bottoms of your shoes?
I don't need to check the bottoms of my shoes.
Yeah, we don't need to check the bottoms of our shoes.
Listen.
Go get them.
The sandwich was very tightly packaged.
Yes.
I actually had two sandwiches. I had a turkey Colby sandwich from Schnucks and an Italian beef sandwich
from
Schnucks.
Yeah, it was not the Italian beef, right?
Correct. I unwrapped the turkey Colby. The Italian beef stayed in the packaging.
Yes.
This packaging was difficult to get into, and I unwrapped it at the table.
Yeah.
Cut it at the table. Ate it at the table. I personally finished my entire half of the sandwich.
So did Dave.
I was very hungry. You'll all recall.
Third person,
I was
Dave.
Considering busting out the second sandwich.
You did.
I was that hungry.
Yep.
But I thought, I'll save it for a later time.
Yeah.
after I ate my lunch, I went into the E-Mart. I did buy myself a Hershey's with almonds.
Yeah.
Then I walked back to my desk.
So you'd think there'd be a turkey sandwich in the E-Mart.
Correct.
If it were you.
Correct. Because as I established, right, if it were on my shoe, I didn't take the path that the turkey trail was on. I didn't walk that way while the package was open.
I did, but it wasn't me.
So then I get back to the office. Dave comes back, makes the accusation that I've made this huge mess. I disagree. I then go and check it out for myself. First of all, I would have noticed if I had large chunks of sandwiches like falling away as I was eating my sandwich. I'll just pose the question to you guys.
I wouldn't, but it wasn't me.
Am I a messy eater generally? No. Do you ever notice me making a huge mess?
No. Yes, but I still think it was.
It could literally be any of the three of us when it's like that, but it's not you.
So then I take a closer look at this large chunk of sandwich that lots of people are walking by, commenting on, and not cleaning up, by the way, just leaving it in the middle of the floor.
Matt Pajeski.
I see now, I took a picture, which I'm happy to post along with the video. There's a huge amount of some sort of yellow condiment.
Mustard!
It looks like a honey mustard.
Are we sending
to
this to the lab?
We had a plain sandwich.
Yeah, oh yeah,
it
that's right.
It was completely plain.
That Colby and turkey is just plain. There's nothing else on it.
Correcto mundo.
But is Colby not a yellow cheese?
Do you know the difference between cheese and mustard?
Take a look at this picture and tell me if this looks like a slice of cheese.
Here's why I bring it up, because the defense needs to be airtight here. I accept Rachel's explanation that she did not travel that path, and I have an alibi for Dave, I know it wasn't Dave. You and I went into the studio
and cut
the promo, and while we were cutting the promo, that's when Michael came in and said, I followed the sandwich trail.
I hadn't even left yet.
He hadn't left the room. He sat there with me until I said...
So it was Rachel's setup.
So it was Rachel's setup, and I accept Rachel's alibi that she was not there.
Right.
I think that's rather compelling. So we are missing the biggest piece of the puzzle.
We got things out of order here.
Which is whom strolled the path.
We're going to have to take this up at the bottom of the hour.
Because I left the room, and when I came back, Michael was in there laughing about it and showing me. And Andrew, you were in the studio by yourself.
Well, Dave had just left.
Okay.
And he hadn't taken any sandwich parts with him. And
it was already out there is my point before Dave left. It was already on the floor.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm just telling you guys, I saw this chunk of sandwich on the floor, which no one cleaned up. Everyone just walked by. And someone else's problem to deal with, I suppose. And I thought, that doesn't even look like the bread. I was basically eating a ciabatta bun. Would you agree with that, Dave? This looks like a much crustier bread. There's a mystery condiment.
Yeah.
And it's on a path I didn't take.
Send it to the lab.
I then cleaned it up.
Why?
Because why would I leave a sandwich in the middle of the floor of the place I work at? I take pride in where I work. I'm not going to leave a mess in the middle of the floor.
We all left it because we're idiots.
And I told Andrew, this is not an admission of guilt, but I will clean up the
sandwich.
You're
the best of us.
I didn't clean it up.
We walked past that so many times.
I walked past it like four. I think I stepped on it.
All right, can you grab the coach?
Yep.
We'll take this up at 1:30.
I don't know where I'm going.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Welcome back, guys. TGS on KMOX. Live in studio, we have Coach Darren Hendrickson, the head coach of the St. Louis University Billikens baseball team. Coach, good to see you. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You've been there a long time, right?
I have. I've been there over 100 years in dog years.
And you've had great success. Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been fun. It's a heck of a challenge now in today's world of new NIL and transfer portal world, but it's fun. It's come a long way since we started.
Yeah, man, no kidding. We'll get into that. So the coach and I have a connection because my baseball team, the Bud Light team, plays at SLU quite often. We really appreciate it. And coach has a golf tournament coming up to help fund the boys. Let's start out with that and we'll work our way back to it. So tell us all about the golf tournament.
No, it's everybody's got a golf tournament, you know, and it's trying to, this has been full for a long time. We have the baseball alums come back and play, friends of the program, a lot of friends of mine that I beat over the head with and say, yeah, you're going to play in this tournament.
I know.
You know the deal.
Yeah.
But no, it's a good day, and it's September 19th, and we have it at Arlington Greens across the river, but it's just a fun time. There's a lot of baseball gear, great stories. Home runs go a little farther every year from some of the guys that tell their stories, yeah, and you know the drill. And we love having you guys on our field, by the way. The men's league is one of my highlights of the summer with that group. They're a great group to partner with.
We're certainly not going to tear up the field, that's for sure.
Well, falling down, there's been some dents in the outfield from some falls, but no.
I was talking to Coach Stewart before my first at bat, and I said, hey, I've never slid on turf. What's it like? And he goes, you're adorable if you think you're going to slide. He's like, just don't think about sliding.
Yeah, but if you do, slide early.
So what can people do to help out the cause?
Well, they can contact the baseball department or myself, you know, anyway, through SLU Billikens, and I think, you know, we have sponsors, we have all kinds of people helped us, you know, Pickleman's is supporting that, Joe O'Brien at O.B. Clark's a great friend of mine, and Jimmy, they're doing the Hive is doing the dinner, so yes, they bring it over and cater it, but everybody knows those guys and loves them, and I just think that it's a good day for a community to get out and help SLU baseball. There's so many people going back, you know, the program was founded in the 50s, I mean, I was, you know, I'm just a small part of it, even though I've been here a long time. I'd say I'm a more of a recency bias, bigger part of it. But I think it's, you know, it's got some really neat names and good faces when you go back and look. And playing the College World Series against Reggie Jackson, too. A little fun fact.
Wow.
So, anyway.
That's pretty damn cool.
Yeah. So,
now, how do you guys know each other?
So, well, I mean, obviously, Darren recruits a lot of high school players in the area. And I'm with the Gamers program. So, we've had guys go through there. His son was a part of our Gamers program and was in the 14U with my year. He wasn't on my team, but we had the two teams there. So I saw Andrew literally like five times a week for about 10 months. Yeah, something
so
like that.
Everyone always thinks someone else has it better. I think you have it better. Like being a former athlete and played a little in college, being a college coach sounds like just, I know it comes with its challenges and its down days, but man, what a great life it seems.
No, I really am blessed, and I mean that. When you get to be our age and you've kind of cut your teeth, I started when I was 25 years old. You know, I was a coach at Fompon. I founded the program, so I don't think many people have paid their dues like that when you just start a program from scratch at D3 with no scholarships. So I'm proud of that, but I'm also looking to, you know, all the steps I've taken. I was at Forest Park, I was at Central Missouri, and now I've certainly been at SLU a long time. But I think it's, it is rewarding to be on a college campus every day with young people is invigorating.
Keeps you young, right?
And then the new rules now with the recruiting this summer was triple the amounts that we've had to do before. And high school kids, you know, as a dad of two boys that played in college and are still playing, one of them, and I'm thinking, you know, how would I want my kid to be treated at the end of, you know, this recruiting stuff with all this stuff? And I was like, we're not going to just give up on high school kids, even though it's different. And now we have a roster cap, so the rules keep changing each year, and we have to kind of follow that. But it's still a fun, it's still a fun job.
Yeah. You, I would think, tough competing with like SEC teams that aren't that far away from SLU for local guys, but selling St. Louis U is not difficult.
Well, it's a challenge in recruiting. It always has been, no matter what school you're at. I mean, you know, even the SEC schools have trouble now, and they've got it's all a food chain thing for me. I think when you go back up and look through the years, it's kind of become the top of the, you know, ladder. From it starts with pro ball, of course, but now the colleges are basically the minor leagues with a new 20-round draft.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's more of a, you know, it's more, hey, you guys
more
develop
guys are
them.
Staying longer. Yeah.
You develop them, and we'll take them and put them right in the big leagues. So, you know, you can see the de-emphasis on minor league baseball right now.
Yeah, it's a fascinating thing. I mean, it's obviously changed a lot since I was in college. Like, all of it's completely different. But keeping up with it and watching guys that, you know, I've coached and been around go through this process year in and year out, it's really these new rules are going to settle, right? Because, you know, I'm not sure you're aware of it all day, but, like, COVID screwed everything up because then everybody got a waiver year to add another year of eligibility, and then some new recruits got left out because the scholarship they were going to have is not going to be there. Yeah. And then you've had now you've had the roster reductions where you've got a certain size, and now they're saying, well, nope, now it's this. And that leads to trickle down, right? Because that's got to happen at Tennessee, and then those guys are going to go somewhere else, and it's going to happen somewhere else. It's kind of like rain washing down the side of a hill.
It's rough because, you know, there's a lot of schools that had 50 people in for fall baseball, and they only can have 34 by February. Right. So you're looking at all kinds of new rules, and there's always a vacuum of kids that sort of sit there and gets, you know, cut at a bad time, and they don't have anywhere to go. And that creates more of a backlog. So it's a challenging deal, to say the least. And
but it'll settle eventually, you think, right?
Like, everybody keeps saying that. It's getting a little calmer, but no, it's everything is done to favor the, you know, the Power Four schools. And I think the rest of us mid-majors are all fighting for the same thing right now. And that's why to see Murray State make it to the College World Series last year was so cool.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, we've been to three regionals, and we've won the league, you know, seven times. It's like going on and back, and you're thinking, okay, but you know, you always go, where's the program ceiling, and what can you do? What more can you do that's in your control? And now it's starting to get out of our control.
Yeah, got it. I have an idea for recruiting novelty. You've seen my film. I have 1 year of college eligibility left.
Oh.
I think nothing could bring in young kids like a 16-year-old
teammate.
I don't
think you actually do.
No,
because you have 5 years to play four.
Oh.
And
your clock's over, Dave.
What if I was?
And I did see the film.
Oh my God, I don't mean.
He saw the sniper.
That's good.
Yeah. He saw the sniper.
That's right.
It still friggin' hurts.
That's going to for a
it's
while.
It's been a week.
Yeah.
We're here with Coach Hendrickson from St. Louis University. They have a big golf tournament coming up. One more time. How do people get involved? What do they do?
Yeah, they can contact me through slubillikens.com and just go right to my email, you know, call my office, just get in touch with me and any of our staff, too. Everybody's got our Abby Ferguson is our great, great supporter down at SLU in the development department. She runs a lot of the day-to-day for that, so you can register with her in the Billiken Club as well.
We're going to do one of our Cardinal giveaways for Coach.
Nice.
So if you're at the tournament, you'll be able to bid for whatever you want to do, however Coach wants to do it. But four people behind home plate, I'll take you out on the field for batting practice first. Then during the game, we'll go up to see Ricky and John in the KMWX booth for a couple of innings. Cool. It's really super
cool.
It's
amazing. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank That'll
you,
be
Coach.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was
217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Coach Darren Henderson is here from St. Louis University baseball team, and they're having a golf tournament to support the program, and you're also having a dinner with Jose Canseco. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, it's been it's September 4th at Olive and Oak Restaurant in Webster Groves, and it's a private night. It's a nobody in the public is so it's an intimate night. The idea, you come in, you have a cocktail hour, photographs with him. Autographs, of course. You can bring anything you want, and it's really a unique thing because you get to hear some. Dan McLaughlin's going to MC it.
Danny Mac.
So we're looking forward to these. But we've had these going for 15 years, and I'll tell you what, it's a you get a chance to be one on one with a guy that's got some great stories, to say the least.
He doesn't hold back either. Yeah, Canseco does not hold back.
Yeah, there won't be a lot of filters going on in that room tonight. So we're looking forward to having a nice night with him, and everybody can kind of ask pretty much anything. He's a open book.
How do people get tickets to that?
They need to contact myself or Abby Ferguson, our development department down in SLU. But SLUbillikens.com is you can find my stuff on there and get right to me. And you can also reach out to me on my cell phone at any time, which obviously our department will be able to get you in touch with. But it's a 6 to 9 p.m. on September 4th at Olive and Oak. And they've been great. This is our 15th one, and we've had just honestly unbelievable people. So it's been a fun time.
Can you tell that story you just told us about Tony La Russa?
Oh, sure. Real quickly, I did a. I was I've been throwing batting practice for 27 years down there, and I was kind of scrambling.
Start with that. That's pretty cool. How did that?
No,
that was
an innocent thing. I was at Fompon. I'm a former pitcher, and they kind of said, "Hey, you're in town, and can you throw BP? We need another guy." And I went down there. An audition one day, and they never said come back or don't come back for 27 years. They just kept
just
showing up and did it. And great memories. A lot of fun. I got to throw in the 09 All-Star game here and three World Series, which was awesome. So obviously I'm lucky to get through the greatest franchise, what I consider. And, they were great to me. What a unique access to that. And then, so Tony was the manager then, and he had the he said, let me do a fundraiser deal with you. And he did a lot of these private speaking things with ARF and other things with his charity. And he came over. They were losing 5-0. And I was saying, this is going to be a terrible night, and it's not going to be fun. And we're going to have crabby Tony. And instead, they came back and beat the Pirates 9-5. They were 9.5 games out, right, Wheels? Is that about?
It's about that, right near the end of August. Yeah.
Right about this time in August and in 2011. And the rest is history. Tony laid out at the dinner that night exactly how they were going to do it, what the rotation was.
Yeah.
And the next thing they're having a parade right down Market and they're world champs. So
that's amazing.
It really is a cool story because he everybody kind of looked at him and said, no, I don't know that we're going to do this. And, it was a long way to go in 9.5 games in a month. Yeah. That's, we all know that's kind of not normal.
So while you're here, let's just talk about baseball. So I want to kind of get a read on how talent has changed in one generation. Like, I'm 60 now, and I never had a coach that didn't have a beer in his hand, right? Like, I never had any private coaching. I never had any, like, we're going to do this drill. It was like, get one, get two, okay, we're done. Like, now you got guys like Wheels, you know, who's training your 12-year-old or 14-year-old. How has that changed the talent that gets to you?
Well, I think a lot of ways. It's, you know, talent-wise, it's, I mean, there's so much training that goes into this now that, you know, it can be good or bad. It can be a two-way street. Some kids fall in love with training, quite honestly, and they don't know how to play, and that's they don't know how to get out of their own way on the field when they're in the trenches and they're competing, and mm-hmm. you know, that's a real thing, and I want to make sure I start with that, because the second part is, you know, it's different between being in a comfortable air conditioning heated environment and then going into the rain, going into the sun. You know, your pitchers are never going to feel their best, right? They're always going to feel their best about a third of the time of the year, is what Carp used to say and Wayno used to say. And so I always took that to you know, some of my coaching notes with my kids. And that was one of the best things about being down there, is that you could go back and take a lot of that stuff to yeah. your guys. They're just like our guys. They're just obviously better and yeah. you know, more gifted. And but I do think that training right now is been you know, it's come a long way. There's the problems for me is one of the premier tournaments in the country. It was in Atlanta for, you know, yeah. For a long time. 90 teams when I first started recruiting. And now it's, you know, it's an insurmountable number that...
Oh, if it's like 17U, it'll yeah. be like 340 teams.
Yeah, so college coaches just can't take a breath in the summer anymore without fear of missing out, or we're going to miss this, or we're going to miss that. So we all get a little paralyzed, and we kind of look for instant help right now. And with this roster stuff we talked about, it's going to be a little different. But I do think that it's all, like I said earlier, it's a food chain thing. The training programs, the gamers do a great job, obviously. That's a no-brainer. But, you know, we've got to get kids that are ready to compete at SLU. Sometimes kids locally don't want to be in St. Louis.
Sure.
They want to go away to school,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I get it.
So that's no one's fault. That's just a true fact, you know, and you kind of... So we have to kind of sift through who's a fit, who's not, who wants to stay, who's not, and all that. But I would say this about local kids. The ones that have stayed and played for us have all done really well. I think yeah. they like to play in front of their family. I think that's a hidden deal that they couldn't put a price tag on when they started.
Yeah.
And I think that having gone through that, the whole experience of SLU Athletics and their plan, is it works out pretty good for yeah. them.
We're talking to Coach Hendrickson here from St. Louis University. As both of you and Wheels know, tons of people out there listening right now or will listen to the podcast nationally whose kids are currently under the tutelage of like a Coach Wheeler. So when they get to a Coach Hendrickson, what sort of things may go into your decisions to offer a scholarship, not offer a scholarship, offer a slot, not offer a slot, that may not be obvious?
Well, I think, you know, every coach is a little different, but I think at the end of the day, you know, with 34 people, it's like a big giant puzzle now, and you got to have all 34 pieces that fit. Here's the deal that nobody understands, and this isn't taking anything away from SEC coaches by any means, but, you know, I'd be a lot better coach if I had 55 guys and I could throw 30 at the wall and hope that they stick. You know, that's like a minor league system, mm-hmm. and I'd be really a good coach if I could just scrimmage all fall and let the guys beat each other out and say, that's my team. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to spend a lot of time on development, and those programs do. I don't mean that in that way, but it's a lot easier when you have, you know, you can bring in guys that probably should be. For the most problem I have right now is most kids probably should be a tick below the level they're at. I don't mean Division I or Division II. I mean like this type of school. Like there's a lot of SEC-type players that bat 180 or pitch 10 innings. That probably should be at a mid-major type place, okay? And that mid-major kid that's sort of struggling should probably be maybe at a D2, high-level D2, something like that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I keep talking about food chain. That's what I mean by that. Everybody's kind of got this inflated deal of probably where they're worth. All of us, probably as human beings. I think it's a human nature thing. And not to get all goofy about it, but it's real. It's real because you look at all the people. If you go to like the PBR top 100 every year, half those kids aren't even at the school they started with.
Oh, no.
Okay. And that's part of the problem, too. It's a two-way street, though. Coaches get impatient. They're used to winning. We're getting older. So we want to win. So we've got to get kids in here that want to win. And so we don't have the same urgency, I mean, patience that we had before. We have a little more urgency to say, because I used to have a team, a bunch of freshmen, keep them, develop them. Junior, senior year, they were all normally pretty good. You know, it's kind of a natural progression. We weren't doing anything different than a lot of other schools. It's just a matter of, but you put the time in, develop them, and watch it all. A lot of it's just age, and people forget that, and they just want to push fast forward and go. And that's just where we are in 2025.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a fascinating thing, and you probably see it, but I'm guessing depends on where you're seeing it. Like the showcase thing can produce players that are really good players, but they don't really participate in a team regularly.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's not a lot of programs in town are like that. Most of them here, like you practice with your guys, you're a team for maybe a couple years, or at least the core guys are. But you'll see the big teams in the South or whatever. I've had a coach for East Cobb Astros told me he had five guys on his team he hadn't even seen before that day.
Wow.
They just showed up from other places. They're on the roster. This is their turn to play. And one of the things that's interesting, they're talking about this in the pros and the minors, is developing the game thing you were talking about, where you don't have as much a game feel because these guys go, they pitch the game that they pitch, and then they go home. Or they get their at-bats in two or three games, and then they go home, and it's a little different vibe than being in a team environment.
Well, if you watch the Cardinals and Rays, Cardinals and Marlins, the last two series before Pirates came in, I mean, the base running by the young players is atrocious across the board, and it's not a criticism of they haven't learned how to play the game. It's what you just said. So, you know, we had guys oversliding the bases two or three times a night on MLB Network. I mean, if you watch the quad thing, I'm goofy. I watch Major League Baseball still. But I watch it because I like to learn still. I like to watch, but I'm getting to be where you just see the minor leagues fundamentals are lacking. You don't want to be like a pile-on guy. You don't want to be that guy, but it's really there. You know, agents, third parties have hurt the game. So we've got a lot of people in a lot of our kids' ears too, Dave, and I'll tell you what, that's a big thing. The third-party piece is way different than it used to be. You know, there's no more, you know, minor league coaches don't have any authority. Major league coaches have minimal anymore. There's no more Tony La Russa's. Tony La Russa will not come back, in my opinion. Last time they won a World Series, Tony La Russa was the manager. I'm just going to say it, you know, out loud. My point is, there was something to it. You know, they did a good job. And but, you know, baseball's gone in a different direction, and the front offices want to run the show, and that's fine. That's all good. And I don't like where it's headed personally.
Yeah.
And I don't think, you know, but what I'm nobody cares what I think.
No, Bernie Miklas, for what it's worth, said the same thing.
Oh,
I was listening last night on the way home.
The manager is no longer the shot caller. It's the front office.
So we're trying to help our buddies at SLU Baseball out. So if you would like to be a part of the golf tournament, maybe you have something cool to donate, or if you'd like to have a private dinner with a few people at Olive and Oak with Jose Canseco, best website to go to find you?
Yeah, SLUBillikens.com.
Excellent. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Welcome back, guys. DGSNKMOX. Happy Tuesday. This is the biggest effect weather changing has had on me. Like, just it was just so bad. It seemed like forever, and it was 99 degrees and 110 and all that crap. And then just getting up this morning, my windows were open in the bedroom. It's just like, oh, different world. So
very
nice. So nice.
Get you excited for fall.
Yes. I had a funny thing. I was watching just a news program. They had some guest on, and I said to myself, oh, that guy's about my age. And he was clearly 40 years old. He was nowhere near 60. But I meant it. Like, there's no one there to impress. I wasn't like, I bet I'm, you know, I have some sort of blindness. I wonder if it's just everyone.
I think everybody does.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah. I actually had that thought yesterday. I was driving home and I saw this guy walking down the sidewalk and I was like, oh, he's my age. And then I was like, no, he's probably like 27, like significantly younger than you. But in my mind, I'm just like, that's what I look like. Well, I'm saying, Wheels, there is a difference between
I know. It's just funny because at your age, there's only so much of a gap that there can be, and it's noticeable.
Yeah.
Because we did the same thing. When I was your age, I said the same thing. I'm like, man, I look like... you're right, but the older you get, the wider that range is.
Yeah. Well, in my head, I'm like, well, I'm 28 years old. It's like, no, you haven't been in like 6 years. It's time to get with the program.
That's so true, though. Like, I'm 60, you're 52?
Three, yeah.
53. We're the same age.
Yes.
Someone who's 68, we're the same age.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
But me and a 25-year-old are definitely not the
and
same age.
And you are
age.
Very different.
Yeah.
The younger you are, the differences in age are all the more stark.
Yes. 2 or 3 years in your 20s is a significant
Huge.
Difference. And the earlier you go, like think about the difference 2 or 3 years between an eighth grader and a junior in high school.
Yeah.
That's a massive difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, 3 years when you're 60 is nothing.
Yeah.
It's literally not a difference. Your peers. Yeah, it just gradually, that window gradually grows the older you mm-hmm. get.
Oh, man. I saw Superman over my break. Hated it.
Uh-oh.
I thought it was so terrible.
Mm.
And I was texting with my friend Andrew, who really liked it.
I liked it.
Talked to a couple other people who really liked it. And I'm wondering if it, once again, is like generational or age or something. Like, maybe I just grew up with a certain Superman.
And it's not that.
And it's not that. Yeah, but mm-hmm. I consider myself, like, open-minded enough to go, it's a movie.
Right.
There's no such thing as Superman, whether he's kicking everyone's ass or he's getting his ass kicked. But this Superman was very emotional. Mm-hmm. He was very emotionally unstable. I wouldn't have wanted him to date my daughter. He would crash out every 5 minutes over nothing, and then he spent the whole movie just getting his ass kicked. And so, like, for me, I'm like, and plus the movie was way too over the top. They're explaining their lines instead of saying their lines, but
oh.
I just thought that was interesting, like, how you and I would probably agree on most movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I paid $19.99 to rent mm-hmm. it, which I, right there's the kiss of death. I don't know that I've ever paid $20 to rent a movie and then liked it.
Yeah, you're just not going to like a movie you paid $20 yeah. for. Like, at a theater, you can kind of forget it. You can go like, tickets or whatever,
yeah.
and you're seeing it at the theater.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But when you look that $19.99 cold in the eye and you click accept or whatever and you get the little ding on your phone that your credit card's been used, you're like...
yeah.
The whole... So his name is David Cornsweat?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
David he looks Cornsweat. Exactly like Henry Cavill.
Yeah, which I know, pretty look, damn close to it, yeah.
Which I know that that's like the Superman look.
It's not far off of like Christopher Reeve.
Right, yeah. But it's like, why are we just casting the same guy over and over? Not that
I
you should get like a blonde or something, but...
How much it took me out of the movie, how much Lois Lane, Rachel Brosnahan, looks like our Rachel.
Yeah, they're very similar.
Yeah, like, I get
your
that.
Hair was similar in the
yeah.
movie, and...
Yeah.
It was just weird.
Yeah. I don't think it's like, oh, it's a dead ringer. But I do think we're the same type of gal.
Yes.
We have like the same, just kind of the
if
same thing going on.
If you both walked past, like just like Grease past, you'd
eye,
be like,
yeah.
that's the same person that just walked
yeah.
past.
Yeah, I want to see it. I think it looks pretty good. I am interested that Dave hated it so much and Andrew loved it so much.
Yeah, I'm curious yeah. where I'm going to fall
yeah,
on that.
Yeah, me too.
I want to see it. So I'm going into it wanting it to be good. Just to be
As
on the
did
record.
I.
Yeah.
I do want to say when Kevin and Rachel watch it, I didn't necessarily love it.
I
liked
get what
it a lot.
You mean. Yeah.
I liked it a lot. Definitely wasn't my favorite thing I've seen this year or anything, but I did like it quite a bit.
And I didn't hate it. I was just disappointed.
I don't think I've seen a Superman movie that I liked more than this
Do you
one.
Think it's a. It,
see, I'm a Man of Steel guy.
Yeah. That was pretty that good. That was pretty good, but again, there were parts of it where I was like, we're dragging this.
Yeah.
But do you think it's more like getting into that idea of. The way superheroes are portrayed, like they used to be portrayed as basically more invincible in all ways, right? Mm-hmm. You blew through trouble. All that mattered was getting the bad guy. And now it's a lot more about the emotions of superheroes. Yeah. And I mean, we saw that with Avengers. That was not like.
I didn't think I would mind.
No, I didn't either. In Avengers, it worked. Whether it was, you know, Hulk having things because Black Widow died or whatever. I mean, like, they all had more of that vulnerability.
He called emotions things.
Yeah. They all had that vulnerability that in the past, superheroes never had in movies.
The Hulk had a tummy rumble.
He was sad.
Okay, Janelle makes an awesome point. She says, you do remember that 78 Superman screamed in reverse the Earth's rotation because his crush died.
Shut up, Janelle.
That's yeah. pretty emotional.
Yeah, that's pretty emo right there.
There might be a crash
emo.
Out.
Now, in fairness, it also reversed a lot of other damage and saved a lot of other people, too. But it was definitely a crash out.
So Superman's always been in his feelings?
He's always been a crash out guy.
He's always had things over...
stupid things.
How's the guy who plays Lex Luthor?
Oh, he's so good.
He's a good
He
Lex.
Is really becoming somebody that I'm just always happy to
he's
see.
He's good,
him.
Yeah. He's good in everything.
And I definitely remember what his name is.
Nicholas Holt.
Nicholas Holt, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I like him in pretty much everything I've seen in yeah. him.
Which is good, because he does seem to be in every single yeah. movie and yeah. TV show now.
He's a versatile
He's all
person.
Over the place.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.